Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We're kicking off the Tuesday ride with a little Sheryl Crow.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is L.A.
All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name. Buddy, and he's plain ugly to me.
The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
FM. We'll be right back.
helping you save some extra money in our Max FM Big Deal store. I've got a special promo code coming your way that'll save you an extra 9.97%. We'll get to it in two songs on the Tuesday Ride Home with Def Leppard, 99.7 Max FM.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
Sign along home.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. If you want to save some additional money right now at maxfmbigdeals.com, use my special promo code at checkout. The word is voltage, V-O-L-T-A-G-E. When you enter the code word voltage as you check out at maxfmbigdeals.com, that's going to tack on an additional 9.97% discount on your big deals order. And again, this is a discount on top of what you're saving just by adding those items to your cart. Again, my promo code is voltage. Use it. MaxFMBigDeals.com.
It's our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest right here on 99.7 Max FM. We're hooking you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer staycation or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then get ready to text in for your chance to win each weekday at 7, 11, 2, and 4 with 99.7 Max FM. Sponsored by Realtor Trish Belter.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Reds at Great American Ballpark for game two of a three-game series. Milwaukee winning their eighth in a row last night, 3-2 over the Reds with help from the bullpen. Rob Zastrzynski, Abner Uribe, and Trevor McGill. Pat Murphy says he needs a good performance from Freddie Peralta tonight to give that bullpen some rest like last week against Boston.
The Priester D.L. Hall game plus the off day gave us a little bit of a blow. Now here we are again with those three guys going back-to-back, which puts us in a bind, but, you know, they've come through.
NFL, Packers OTAs continue. In Madison, former running back James White, who won three Super Bowls with the Patriots, was back in Madison over the weekend, named as an inductee into the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame.
You know, being around some of the guys that, you know, some of my former teammates, Travis Frederick, Melvin was here, and, you know, he kind of brings back those memories. Yeah, it's definitely cool to be back here.
That's former Badger James White with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We'll be right back.
connected to our community like no one else. We are your hometown station. 99.7 Max FM.
Capital City, Safe and Sound, 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Another chance for you to win coming up again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. It is our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. Four chances each weekday for you to win Brewers Club level tickets. You could win $100 cash, and all of your entries get you one step closer to a staycation or a Door County getaway. You can find all the info on our website, max.fm. Open up that Civic Media app and listen tomorrow morning at 7.
Is it raining with you? So baby, Tropical, the island rings, all of nature wild.
Ladies La Bonita, Madonna on 99.7 Max FM. We're wrapping up your day today with some entertainment headlines and what you need to know about the latest from Stranger Things. That and more coming up in two songs. It's Max FM on the ride home.
Ninety-nine-seven Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron. I would say this story kind of interesting. Your entertainment headlines today. Sydney Sweeney, the actress, has partnered with Dr. Squatch to create a soap that was made from using the water she bathed in. She's selling soap made from her bath water. That is a real thing. The new soap was inspired by her ad for Dr. Squatch Natural Body Wash, which featured Sweeney promoting the product while bathing in a tub filled with bubbles. I can guarantee you there's probably a good amount of people out there who would be perfectly fine buying that and are probably already lining up to do so already. And what you need to know about Stranger Things, they're going to be releasing the final season in a bit of batches, all the way leading up to New Year's Day. So if you're a Stranger Things fan, be made aware that season 5 will be released in 3 parts, with that finale debuting on New Year's Eve. So lots to come there. We've been waiting a little while. Entertainment headlines for this Tuesday. It's 99.7 Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
At the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we've been part of your community for generations, helping families and businesses achieve their goals. This is Brett Schwartzer. From small beginnings to big milestones, we're here to provide trusted financial solutions for every chapter of your life. Stop in at any of our locations and let us help you build towards your financial goals.
Bank of Wisconsin Dells, member FDIC.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is 2 big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner.
Sweet home Alabama.
Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Don't miss this party.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, showers and even a few thunderstorms. Areas of smoke as well. Lows mid-50s. Hazy sunshine from some of the smoky areas for tomorrow. Highs mid-70s. Turning mostly sunny Thursday. High upper 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 75 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
Baby,
So slashed and torn.